This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. The mayor of Ukraine's capital said on early Saturday that the city's metro system was back in service and that all residents had been reconnected to water supply a day after the latest wave of Russian airstrikes on critical infrastructure. Ukrainian officials said Russia fired more than 70 missiles on Friday in one of its biggest attacks since the Kremlin's February 24th invasion, forcing emergency blackouts nationwide. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko also said heating had been restored to half the city and that electricity had been returned to two-thirds.
Lamento.
Peru's president, Dina Boluarte, said on Friday that her transitional government was listening to the demands of Peruvians who had legitimately raised their voices, adding that the violence that erupted throughout Peru must stop. Boluarte took office from Pedro Castillo after he sought to dissolve Congress ahead of the lawmaker's third attempt to impeach him. Protests have continued across Peru on Friday, and those taking part were demanding Castillo's freedom. Rescue workers using tracker dogs and excavators are scouring through rubble and mud in search of 12 people still missing after a landslide in Malaysia killed 21 people some 50 kilometers north of the capital of Kuala Lumpur. The director of the search was speaking to reporters that the search for survivors may last up to 7 days. The search was briefly halted for a few hours overnight due to rain and then resumed early on Saturday for those still missing. For additional stories 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com, or download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Elon Musk has tweeted that the Twitter accounts of journalists that were recently suspended will be reinstated, following polls calling for the accounts to be reactivated. Nearly 60% of respondents call for the accounts to be reinstated immediately. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman had his account reinstated after 700 UTC and was among those journalists that had their accounts previously suspended. The fine for having a firearm in a carry-on piece of luggage in the United States is going up. From the Associated Press, Lisa Dwyer reports.
The federal agency tasked with airport security says so far this year, officers have stopped a record number of guns going through airport security. The Transportation Security Administration says it's anticipating that by the end of the year, they will have nabbed about 6,600 weapons. In response, the agency says it's increasing the maximum civil penalty for firearms violations to almost $15,000. Firearm possession laws vary by location, but they are never allowed in carry-on bags at any airport security checkpoint, even if a passenger has a concealed weapons permit. Passengers transporting firearms must do so in a locked case, in checked baggage, and they must also declare the firearm to the airline. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Japan on Friday unveiled its biggest military buildup since World War II with a $320 billion plan that will ready it for sustained conflict, citing concerns that China will pose a regional threat. Reuters' Freddie Joyner has that story.
The government fears Russia's invasion of Ukraine will encourage Beijing to attack Taiwan and threaten nearby Japanese islands. Prime Minister Fumio Kishida branded Japan as being at a turning point in history. Tokyo also fears an attack by China could put a potential stranglehold on sea lanes that supply Middle East oil, as well as disrupt supplies of advanced semiconductors. China accused Japan of making false claims about its military activities in the new security strategy, according to a statement from its new embassy in Japan.
That was Reuters reporter Freddie Joyner. Police say at least 5 people were killed in a gun battle with security forces outside South Sudan's central bank in the capital of Juba. Spokesman Major General Daniel Justin late on Friday denied reports of a robbery attempt at the bank. He said that the armed people had stolen money from a parked car near a petroleum ministry. He said they were all South Sudanese nationals, and the central bank in a statement confirmed the incident occurred outside its premises and said calm had returned. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA.